The good-to-great companies built a consistent system with clear constraints, but they also gave people freedom and responsibility within the framework of that system. They hired self-disciplined people who didn't need to be managed, and then managed the system, not the people. "This was the secret to how we were able to run stores from a great distance by remote control," said Bill Rivas of Circuit City. "It was the combination of great store managers who had ultimate responsibility for their individual stores operating within a great system. You've got to have management and people who believe in the system and who do whatever is necessary to make the system work. But within the boundaries of that system, store managers had a lot of leeway to coincide with their responsibility." In a sense, Circuit City became to consumer electronics retailing what McDonald's became to restaurants. Not the most exquisite experience, but an enormously consistent one. The system evolved over time as Circuit City experimented by adding new items like computers and video players, just like McDonald's added breakfast egg McMuffins, but at any given moment, everyone operated within the framework of the system. "That's one of the major differences between us and all the others who were in this same business in the early 1980s, said Bill Zierden. "They just couldn't roll it out further, and we could. We could stamp these stores out all over the country with great consistency." Therein lies one of the key reasons why Circuit City took off in the early 1980s and beat the general stock market by more than 18 times over the next 15 years. In a sense, much of this book is about creating a culture of discipline. It all starts with disciplined people. The transition begins not by trying to discipline the wrong people into the right behaviors, but by getting self-disciplined people on the bus in the first place. Next, we have disciplined thought. You need the discipline to confront the brutal facts of reality, while retaining resolute faith that you can and will create a path to greatness. Most importantly, you need the discipline to persist in the search for understanding until you get your hedgehog concept. Finally, we have disciplined action, the primary subject of this chapter. This order is important. The comparison companies often try to jump right to disciplined action, but disciplined action without self-disciplined people is impossible to sustain, and disciplined action without disciplined thought is a recipe for disaster. Indeed, discipline by itself will not produce great results. We find plenty of organizations in history that had tremendous discipline and that marched right into disaster with precision and in nicely formed lines. Now, the point is to first get self-disciplined people who engage in very rigorous thinking, who then take disciplined action within the framework of a consistent system designed around the hedgehog concept.
This ends Disc 4.